Our scripture text this morning is taken from the Gospel according to Mark. Mark chapter 3, in verse 28 will serve as our text, but I'm going to go ahead and read from Mark chapter 3, verses 28 through verse 30. Assuredly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons of men, and whatever blasphemies they may utter. But he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation. Because they said, he has an unclean spirit. Now, before we deal with the fact that all sins will be forgiven the sons of men when they are truly repented of, let us first deal with the unpardonable sin. The unpardonable sin is spoken of in only three places. We find it in each of the first three Gospels and nowhere else. Matthew gives us the most extended treatment of it, having written his Gospel primarily to the Jews. But Mark is more concise. He tells us that the sin which brings eternal condemnation is committed in relation to the fact that they said he has an unclean spirit. And we find the record of that in verse 22. And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, he has Beelzebub, and by the rulers of demons he cast out demons. So the unpardonable sin is defined in the scriptures as the attribution of Jesus' power to Satan. And that national sin resulted in national judgment. Therefore, the unpardonable sin is not an individual sin that anyone can commit today. For the scripture says that Jesus died for all individual sins, not all sins, but this one or that one. By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Was Jesus and his payment for sins not enough? And furthermore, we have the inspired testimony of the Apostle Paul, who committed the individual sins of blasphemy and unbelief, and yet he found mercy and has been the recipient of many crowns. And he writes this, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. So if any of you were wondering if you could commit the unforgivable sin, there you have your answer. You cannot do it. But if you have been convicted of some sin, it is good for you to confess it to God and find his forgiveness, mercy, and peace. And if anyone has told you that some specific sin, however heinous it may be, whether it be adultery or homosexuality or murder or taking God's name in vain, if somebody has told you that any of these disqualifies you from heaven, let them learn good doctrine or let them be accursed. But some say that hardening oneself in unbelief is unpardonable. Now, this is true if one goes to the grave without coming to God as a sinner through Jesus Christ and believing upon his work and promises. Notwithstanding, if you will accept the gospel by faith right now, if you will accept Jesus' pardon for all of your sins right now, you shall pass from death into life. And the very possibility of this makes your sin, all your sin, forgivable and pardonable. But again, though this is a fine application of our text, it is not its first meaning. Our text means one thing in its context, and there are many applications, just as every scripture is. So our text in its context clearly teaches a national sin and a national judgment. So unless you were alive in Jesus' day to ascribe his healings to Beelzebub, the ruler of demons, you cannot commit the unpardonable sin, nor have you committed it. And I'm quite certain that none of us were alive in that day. Second, forgiveness. Our text says that all sins will be forgiven the sons of men. And whatever blasphemies we may utter, divine forgiveness. Who can receive divine forgiveness? According to the scriptures, only those who are in Christ. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. We preach the word of salvation in Jesus to open their eyes, in order to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in Jesus Christ. Have any of us sinned? Those of us who walk in truth will readily say, amen. For if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we see the agreement in the word of God. All sins paid for in Hebrews chapter 10. All sins forgiven in our text. And John says that all unrighteousness will be cleansed. Furthermore, David says this, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. So if you think of a compass, or you know, one of those things on the maps that we have, and you got the E and the W, those two points are not going to touch. That's how far God has removed your sins, Christian friend, from you. Isaiah goes further. I know Isaiah has a lot to say this morning, but he says this in the scriptures, the prophet Isaiah. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted. State your case. How do we do that? Father, forgive me, for I am a great sinner, and I have sinned. I truly repent of my sin this morning, and I lay myself down at your mercy, trusting in the promise that the blood of Christ has covered all of my sins and that none of them are imputed to me. And friends, our God, your God, cannot deny himself. When he says a thing, he must do it. Micah also encourages believers that God will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. We like to call that the sea of forgiveness and forgetfulness. Now, only God alone can forgive sins or allow them to remain and abide upon those who are spiritually blind. Well, one says, God may forgive me, but I cannot forgive myself, and I cannot forgive that individual who did that awful thing to me or to the one I love. This is a hard thing. But friends, when you think about it, it's quite astonishing that you would make yourself out to be God by doing his job for him. Take heed of your spirit, lest you lose fellowship with your Savior. For the Word of God says that if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. If you're holding on to that thing, you will never know the peace of fellowship, the full measure of it, with God through Jesus Christ until you let it go. Jesus says, go and sin no more. Strive to sin less with all your might. Keep close accounts with the Lord, and all the while know this, that our God forgives all sins. Our Savior paid the penalty for all iniquities, and that you need not fear, for you cannot commit the unpardonable sin. Your salvation is secure in Jesus Christ, 100% eternally. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that those who believe in him shall not perish, shall not perish, but enjoy everlasting life with him. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Friend, live as one freed from sin's power and dominion. Dwell not on life's difficulties and on the sin itself. Rather, dwell upon the mercy of your God in the salvation and forgiveness that you have. Now, is there any among us who have never known the forgiveness of God through Jesus Christ? Have you been cut to the heart this morning? Receive the promise, the remission of sins today. Friend, your sins are paid for. All you need to do is reach out in faith and take the remittance copy stamped forgiven, paid in full. Heavenly Father, we pray that through the message of the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, which we find in this book, that each and every heart might find peace. That we might be found working out our own salvation. Lord, we pray on behalf of the one here this morning or the one listening who is having difficulty finding it in the heart to forgive that one individual for the pain that they've inflicted. It's a hard thing. But Father, we all consider the pain that we have inflicted on you, knowing that every sin that we've committed is another thorn piercing the brow of the head of our Savior, another nail in those blessed hands. So even as we rejoice in the forgiveness that we have so freely received through your Son, may we never take sin lightly. May we go to your book and understand how sin is defined. Not defining it according to the world's standards. What we think or how we feel, but through misguided compassion, which tends to lead others further along the path of depravity. But Lord, may we know what sin is and be quickened by your Spirit who lives in us to recognize it, to confess it, and to find total forgiveness. So, Lord, we thank you for that blessing. For you have said, blessed is the man who finds forgiveness at your cross. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.